Insights on the Middle East with author and academic Avi Yorish.
Good afternoon, Avi Yorish, coming at us from Israel, I believe.
So happy to be back on the show, especially from this part of the world.
And that music just fits, right?
Absolutely, in this context.
wait, we're staying with that context, Avi, because came across an article you wrote, published in the Jerusalem Report, Jerusalem Post, 26th of June, 2019, the Arab World's Innovation Ecosystem. Tell us about that.
So certainly in our context, I would say in the broader pro-Israel Jewish context, the idea of the Arab world being a leader when it comes to startups and innovation is not the first thing that comes to mind. But in actuality, you know, at first glance, while it might not appear that way, if you dig a little bit deeper, what's happening in the Arab world today is truly fascinating. We are seeing startups. We are seeing accelerators. We are seeing companies. We're seeing a part of the world in places like Abu Dhabi, Dubai, in Cairo. We're seeing labs and accelerators and companies that are really moving the dial. And when I see companies and those sorts of initiatives, I am very hopeful as to what is going to actually come in the years to come.
Avi, would I be putting you on the spot if I ask you to maybe name a technology or two, or an app or two, or we would be familiar with any of these?
So let's just take through a few of these. Clear Day, which is a very famous weather app that we use in the States and around the world, was created in Egypt. Or Instabeat, which is a goggles company for any of your listeners that are swimmers, that basically they've got a GPS device that acts like a Fitbit that tracks the amount of laps, your heartbeat, and is embedded in the actual goggle. Or take, for example, Beitu Olak, which is basically looking to solve Cairo's traffic problems, that acts very much like Waze in order to reduce the congestion in that city and throughout the Arab world.
Avi, the participation of women in this endeavor, are they involved?
So we are. That is actually one of the more interesting things that's happening in the Arab world today. We're seeing an increased number of women that are, I would even say, an outsized role in the number of women that are playing a significant role in this innovation wave, this technology wave that's happening in the Arab world. And that slowly but surely, I believe, will be one of the levers that brings us to the tipping point. As we look at Israel and its relationship to the Arab/Muslim world, we've talked about this on the show before, that we are seeing great global challenges that are afflicting us all. Water, medicine, health, artificial intelligence, and space. And when you have here both sides of the coin moving the dial on these issues, I believe eventually there will be a bridge of sorts. As we talked about before, water just being one key. Egypt in 6 years is going to run out of water. Israel is the world's one and only water superpower. Iran also running out of water. So I tend to look at these Arab companies that are moving the dial on agriculture, water. There's one very interesting company out of Dubai these days that is reinventing the amount of water that comes out of a shower head that's placing more air than water to give you the sense that a lot of water is coming out, but in actuality is saving a tremendous amount of water.
Issues like Sharia law, would that be having...
So again, we've talked about this before. When it comes to Sharia law, just to be clear, Sharia law is very similar to halacha, which is Jewish law. And we are seeing in large parts of the Arab world, the dialogue when it comes to innovation, when it comes to women's rights is often being stifled as a result of Sharia law. And I would even pause to say as a result of halacha here in Israel. This is not an easy issue that we are facing in our own community, and the separation between quote-unquote church and state is a problem here in Israel as it is throughout the Arab world. But as you have more technology that's embedded in society, as you have a larger literacy rate, as you have more women that are playing a role, a meaningful role outside of the home, in technology, in innovation, in making the world a better place, we are having a larger dialogue on the role of Sharia law might and could play in larger Islamic societies.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Look, even in places, look, I'm speaking to you today from Tel Aviv, and a new city has popped up in the West Bank, a city called Rawabi. Bashar Masri is a very well-known entrepreneur that basically spearheaded this effort over the course of the last 20 years. He modeled it after one of Israel's largest cities that also came out of nowhere, Modi'in, and he hopes for it to be the West Bank, the future state of Palestine's preeminent hub of innovation. And when you look at it, it's designed in a smart city-like fashion. It has solar energy that was created in Israel. It has certain features that brings into play innovation in an effort to move the dial on the way that ecosystem plays out right across the bridge, right across the proverbial green line border with Palestinians.
Beautiful thought, Avi. Beautiful thought.
You know what? Can we talk about it in depth next week?
I would be delighted to.
I would love that. You know, let's talk about the occupancy. Let's talk about what the features are that are there and what are the chances that, you know, I mean, what is it offering? What is it offering people? And
Rawabi certainly is a very interesting city and potentially acts as a model for other smart cities to pop up around the other world. I have a very old friend of mine who grew up in the States in New York. She today is running, along with an Arab counterpart, the Weight Watchers of the Arab world. And so you have an obesity problem in large parts of the world, but in particular in the Arab world. And they have come up with an entire Arabic platform to help men and women reduce weight. And so that's one of those very interesting companies that you have, like the penny drops. You say, wow, here's a global challenge. Here's a subset of the population that is afflicted with this problem. We can solve this using technology. We can use this as a way to really help individuals lose weight, lead healthier lives, and make a difference.
Avi Yoresh, thank you so much. That is where we leave it this week, and we will speak to you next week. Thank you
so
much.
Looking forward to it.
That's a Middle East expert, Avi Yoresh. You can go and check out his website. It's Avi, A-V-I, Yoresh, J-O-R-I-S-C-H.com. Such a smarty.